ధ్యాయం స్వాత్ పరమంశ పరిభ్రాజరచార్య అష్టతర శత సమాభక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి సౌభాగ్యీయ అనంత కోటి విష్ణుమిన్నకీయ నవాచార్యుల హృదయస్థాపకీయ ప్రీంచ కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార సుభాషాది గౌర భక్తవృందీయ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోపనాథ శ్యామ కుండ రాధా కుండ గిరిగోధన కీయ వృందావన ధామ కీయ నవద్వీప ధామ కీయ జగన్నాథపురి కీయ గంగామాయి కీయ యమునామాయి కీయ తులసీ దేవి కీయ భక్తి దేవి కీయ గెట్రా రాధా కృష్ణ టెంపుల్ కీయ థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. Why not open these hymnals? They're very hot. Yes. Is there any small table? You have got it? No. Let us. Doors are open or not?
They're open.
You know, there are so many men, it must be ventilation, must be good. Ajnana Kumirandhasya Jainandhana Kalapaya Chakshu Militam Veena Tasmai Sri Guraveena. Ajnana Kumirandhasya. Ajnana means ignorance, darkness. Timid means darkness. So, ajnana timidandhasya. One who is in ignorance and in the darkness. Such a person. Every one of us, this material advancement of civilization is not knowledge. People may not agree with us, but actually this is the fact. This is ignorance. Suppose I have come here in your city. I got some business. So, if I forget my business and I become busy with my apartment, is that very sound knowledge? I have come here to execute some business. I have got my temple here, there are devotees. They want to see me, I want to see them. they want to take something, spiritual knowledge from me, and my duty is to impart. This is the business. But if I simply become engaged, how to decorate the apartment where I shall live and forget my business, does it mean that I am very intelligent? No. That is calling knowledge. I forget my real business, I become engaged in some business which is very temporary. I am here for 2 days, I shall live in an apartment. It may be very nice or not very nice. That is not very important thing. For 2 days I can live anywhere, even underneath the tree. That does not hamper my business, but I must be very serious about my business. That is intelligence. If I forget my business and simply engage myself how to decorate the apartment, or simply thinking how I shall live here comfortably, just like I saw one advertisement for coming. Comfortably living in heat begins here, I saw. So, we are contemplating to live in this material world very comfortably. That has become our business. That is very much manifest in your Western countries. They are always busy. How to live comfortably in this world. But they forget that one day will come, however secure and comfortable we may make our country or home, we will be kicked out. Please get out, Inji. You cannot say that I have not finished my decoration of the apartment. Let me stay here for some days. No. The death is so cruel that one day, all of a sudden, it will come and say, please get out, please. So, if I could not finish my business during that time, and if I am kicked out, then just imagine how much loss we suffer and what kind of fool we are. The modern civilization, they do not know this. They think that this body has come out out of a sudden by accident. And in the body means the senses. And let us enjoy the senses to the best capacity, that is perfection of life. The whole world, especially the Western country, their ideology, philosophy is this, hedonism. Enjoy this life very comfortably, as nicely as possible. But there is a great defect and great mistake. Those who are in gross sense enjoyment platform, it is very difficult for them to understand. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, bhogai sarja prasaktanam taya apahita chetasam. Those who are too much attached to material sense enjoyment, bhoga. Bhoga means material sense enjoyment. And roga. Roga means who is puts
impediments to sense enjoyment, or disease condition. You cannot enjoy life in disease condition. Don't make that sound. Yes, let's go. So, bhoga, roga. And there is another word, yoga. These are Sanskrit words. Bhoga. Bhoga means enjoying sense gratification. Roga means disease condition when we cannot enjoy. And yoga means to get out of this bhoga and roga and go back to home, back to God. That is called yoga. Bhogi, rogi and yogi. Yes. Bhogi means they're interested in sense gratification. And rogi means those who are suffering. Everyone of us suffering, more or less. Because this is a place where suffering is the condition of life. But you forget. That is called ajnana. Ajnana simulans. Ajnana means that we, living entities, being part and parcel of God, our position is as good as God. We may be little God, but our position qualitatively is as good as God. The Mahavadi philosophers, they take it that we are as good as God in full strength. No, that is not. Just like part and parcel. Anyone can understand a little part of any good thing. Suppose gold. A little particle of gold, it is gold. That's a fact. But it is not as valuable as the lump of gold. The lump of gold is more valuable. The mine of gold and a particle of gold. Particle of gold is also gold, but not equal to the gold mine. So, the absolute truth, God, is just like gold mine. And we, every one of us, everything, is part and parcel of that gold mine. We are also gold. But the quality being the same, the propensities should be also the same. Just like Krishna, here Krishna is enjoying with gopis. So, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we also want to enjoy life with young girls. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. This propensity to enjoy life with young girls or young boys, that is natural. Jubatinana jatha juno. Junana jatha si jatha jibu. Young girl, young boy, there was natural tendency to mix, to love. That is not unnatural. Why? Because these propensities there in the Supreme. That's why you see Radha Krishna picture. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stabhi eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuto govindam adipurisam tavangaya. Govinda, Lord Krishna,
He has expanded his Ananda Chinmaya Rasa energy. That Ananda Chinmaya Rasa energy expanded. There are so many gopis, cowherds, boys, cows, calves. They give it all combined together as Ananda, transcendental bliss to Krishna. Just like it is not very difficult to understand. Just like somebody gives a batch of dogs to love. The dog also loves the master. And the master loves the dog. So why not Krishna loving cows and calves? And they also love Krishna. What is the difficult to understand? This tendency, try to understand. The Vedanta Sutra says, Athata Brahma Jignas. Now, what is the absolute truth? That is the question in the Vedanta Sutra. The answer is, the absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. Janmadasajataha. Now, what is that absolute truth? Ānandamaya bhyāsāt. By nature, he is blissful. Now try to understand. If the absolute truth, God, is blissful, full of enjoyment. Blissful means without enjoyment there is no bliss. Ānandamaya abhyāsāt. So, we must be blissful. We must enjoy life very nicely. But that is not possible here. Because here we are in diseased condition. The proof of diseased condition is that there is birth, death, old age and disease. These are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkho dhoshanu darshanu. You, every effort is being made here to surpass this test condition and to reach to the platform of happiness. The whole struggle is there. Why people are running by motor cars this way and that way? The background is to be happy. How to become happy? But they are making planning. I shall be happy in this way. I shall be happy in that way. That's like the advertisement. Come on. There are some naked girls, stupid pictures. They are invited. Come here, you'll be happy. So we are planning for happiness. Why? Why you are searching after happiness? Because constitutionally you are happy. That's like any fall disease. We go to the doctor, physician, to cure the disease. Why? Because constitutionally we are healthy. To remain healthy is our normal life. And to fall disease condition, that is not normal. That is abnormal. Therefore, we go to the physician, take medicine, ask treatment, how shall I be cured. Similarly, we are searching after happiness. Why? Because constitutional position is, we are part and parcel of Krishna, who is Ānandamaya Vyasa. He is, by nature, full of bliss. But our blissfulness has been disturbed. Now, we shall have to find out why our happiness has been disturbed, so that life after life, we are searching after happiness, but we are becoming prostrate. That is our business. not to make the temporary place very comfortable. Just like when you go to your office, but you find the bus too much crowded, but you are not happy because the bus is too crowded, you have to stand, or very with difficulty you have to stand. You don't like that. But because you have to go to the office, you tolerate. You tolerate. First, my business is to go to office and attend at the time. What can be done? Let me suffer this. Similarly, if you are serious about your business, that seriousness can be understood in this human form of life. The animals cannot understand. The animals, they are taken to slaughterhouse, and one said, if one animal enters, all the animals will enter. They do not know, even though know, that we are going to be slaughtered. They have no means to protest or to go out. If a human being is slaughtered in the state, then his relatives, his kinsmen file suit and brings the man into law. There are so many facilities are there for a human being. But an animal, because it is animal, it has no facility. A cow is born in America, and a gentleman is born in America. But the state takes care of the gentleman, not of the cows. They say nationality. Why nationality is refused to the animals? Just like a few days or few years ago, the nationality was also awarded to the black man. This is nice. Why one section of humanity should be denied nationality? That is very nice. So, similarly, if national means the living entity born in that land, that is natural. If a child, even of an Indian, if a child is born in your country, he gets immediately the citizenship. That is the law. So the conclusion is that anyone who is born in this land, he gets nationality. But why we should refuse nationality to the poor animals? This is called ignorance. He's awesome. But we have made concoction law that the animal has no soul. Why it has no soul? What is the difference between you and animals? You eat, the animal eats. You sleep, the animal sleeps. You have sex life, the animal has sex life. You also try to defend yourself, and the animal also tries to defend you. Kahara nidra bhayamantunanch. Eating, sleeping, betting, and defending. These four principles, bodily demand, are similar to the animal and to the man. So why the animal should be denied nationality? It is not that because they are less intelligent, they should be denied nationality. No. Just like a father has got four boys. Not that everyone is of the same intelligence, but does the father give less protection to the less intelligent son? No. The protection, the family protection, is equal for everyone. These are the concepts and Bhagavat communism. Equal right to everyone, even to the animals.
That is Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness means Pandita Samadarshana. He learned. One who is Krishna conscious, he is fully learned. Pandit. So, what is the symptom of a Pandit, learned man? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vidya vinayam sampanni brahmani gavihastini suniteta sapaketa pandita samadarshana. One person is very learned. In our country, a Brahmin, he is supposed to be very learned. Therefore, he is addressed as Pandit. Pandit means very learned. Nowadays, he may be fool number one, but he is a Pandit. That is not actually the fact. A Brahmin means very, very learned in Vedic literature. Veda Pathad Bhavid Vipra. One who has studied the Vedas very nicely, he is Vipra. So, one who is actually Pandit, he will see a learned Brahmin, a hog, a dog, and a chandal, and elephant. Like that, everyone, all living entities, that means all living, on the equal level. Because he sees to the soul, not to the body. Just like we are meeting here, we are seeing each other. We are not come here to see the dress. We have come to see the, or to learn some knowledge. Similarly, the human life is especially meant for grasping the knowledge we are missing. The missing knowledge is that I am forgotten, that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God, Krishna. That is the missing part. So our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for reviving that lost consciousness. That lost consciousness. We have lost this consciousness that I am the part and parcel of Krishna, the supreme blissful enjoyer. But somehow or other, being complicated within this matter, I am suffering, I am trying to become happy with this material atmosphere, which is not possible. Just like if you are put into the water, you may be very nice swimmer, but you cannot be happy there. Because the water is not your place. You are a living entity of the land. Similarly, a fish, if you take out of the water and give it a velvet bedding, my dear fish, you lie down on the velvet. You'll die. Because the condition is different. Similarly, we are spirit soul. Krishna's part and parcel. Unless we go back to Krishna, just like the gopis or the cowherds, God, we cannot be happy. There is no possibility. The ideal pictures are there. That you become Krishna conscious and you go back to home, back to Krishna and be happy. That is our program. It is a very nice program. This Krishna consciousness movement is not an ordinary bluffing movement. It is a solid, authorized movement, and we are opening branches as far as possible in all parts of the world to give facility to the people, to the civilized man, to understand what is the value of his life, how he can be happy. That is our business. We have no business to cheat you that I give you some mantra and you give me some money as well. No. We have come to serve you. So you take advantage. You don't misunderstand us. That it is a religious sect. No, we are not religious sect. We are cultural sect. We are giving the highest culture to the human society. To awaken his lost consciousness. So, I am very happy to see you, all American boys, Indians. This is wanted. We want to unite the whole world under this Krishna consciousness movement. And actually that is happening. In our society, we have got devotees from all sections of people. From Christians, from Jews, from Hindus, from Mohammedans, from black, from white. It doesn't matter. Because we are seeing, according to the Bhagavad Gita, Pandita Samadarshan. A lad and man sees every living entity on the equal level. So you are trying to see in that light, and you are trying to teach others also how to accept that light, how to enjoy that light. So it is a very serious moment. You can take, every one of you can take advantage of it. It is not very difficult to practice because our process is very simple. You come and chant with us, Hare Krishna. Anyone can pronounce this word, Hare Krishna. Actually, we are seeing all over the world. There is no difficulty to chant this mantra. It is open. It is not, there is no secrecy that I shall give you one mantra, a particular mantra for you. No. This mantra is one. And it is equally applicable to everyone. To the learned, to the ignorant, to the white, to the black, to the old, to the youth. Everyone can chant. And actually it is happening. It is very easy. And chant Hare Krishna mantra. And learn how to chant. There is, of course, there is no hard and fast and rules. You begin chant in whatever condition you are. And see the result. And so far, examples. We have got our temple. We have got our devotees. How they are living. How their characters are being formed, how they are becoming purified, how their faces are becoming brighter, we try to see. It is practical. So that is our request, that you take full advantage of the center. You come here, it is being guided by one of my best disciples, Bhagavan Das. So, he and others will help you. Please come regularly to this temple and take advantage of it. Thank you very much. So, is there any other business? I suppose. All right. Arati? If they have got any question, sit down. Go on.
What is the thing that
sees
you
the most? Chant Hare Krishna. That is a simple thing. You are chanting, I'm very much pleased. That's all. I came to your country to chant. That you chant also along with me. So you are helping me by chanting. Stand, please. But this tendency is very nice, that you want to please me. That is very good. And to please me is not very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that under my order, every one of you go and preach and become spiritual master. And what is that order? The order is that whomever you meet, you talk to him about Krishna. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Yai Desh. He says that under my order, he became a spiritual master. To become a spiritual master under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very difficult. Unless you adulterate, mix on something nonsense in his teachings, if you simply present as it is, then everyone of us can become a spiritual master. But the difficulty is that they miss up something. Just like you have tasted sweet rice paramanna, and if somebody mixes some sand with it, the paramanna is very good. But because it is mixed with some sand particles, it is square. You cannot taste. This is practical. Similarly, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teachings of Lord Krishna, is very simple. But the rascals put some sand particles. That is difficult. Spoils the broth. Pile this, everything. Krishna means this, and Pandava means this. Why Pandava means this? Why not as it is in the Bhagavad Gita? So this process should be avoided. Mixing sand with the sweet rice. These rascals should be avoided. Then you can, everyone can distribute, nice? So many people say, Swamiji, you have done wonderful. So I say, the secret of my wonderful activities is that I have not tried to adulterate it. I am simply presenting as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I have told you, so Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dhanman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. I say that you simply surrender unto Krishna. So what is the difficulty? Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita and I am simply reproducing it. Do this. And it is acting. Because I am not adulterating. The sweet rice is fair. People are tasting it very nice. So you also follow the same principle. Don't try to adulterate. Present it as it is, and people will like it. There's no difficulty. So, this is a parampara. Our system is parampara, guru parampara. Krishna is the original guru. He says, sarva dharmān parityajya māme kam sarva. Manmanā bhavavad bhakta madhyāji mahāve namaste. So if we say in the similar way, that give up everything, surrender to Krishna. Just always think of Krishna. Chant Krishna's name. Worship Krishna. Offer obeisance to Krishna. What is the difficulty? It is a very simple thing. All our disciples, they are doing the same thing. I have come here for the first time. But before me, Bhagavan Das, he has organized. But what is this? Tell it. He has presented the thing as I told him. That's all. This is wonderful. In Los Angeles also, our program is going on very nicely. My disciple in charge, Paranda, he is present here. He is simply doing what I instruct, and he is going very nice. First class. Everyone who comes, they become enchanted with the temple, with the activities, with the disciple. So this is the way. This is called parampara. System. Don't try to manufacture. The difficulty is that we are manufacturing. And some rascals are supporting that whatever you manufacture is all right. This is another rascaldom. They are supporting that whatever you think of religion, whatever you manufacture, it is all right. We don't say that. We say what Krishna says, that is right, and everything is wrong. That is our business. So if you say like that, what Krishna says is all that, that will please me. You don't want to adulterate and bluff. Hare Krishna. Go on.